What is up, Burnaby? Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Jason. I'll be your host for the next hour. Starting it off with some How to Destroy Angels, side project of Nine Inch Nails. And if you know me, you know how much I love Nine Inch Nails. Great band. Before we get continuing, I'd like to say that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, what are we doing today? We're doing a lot of fun stuff. We're kicking it off. I played these guys last time. You're about to hear them again, Machine Girl.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Hit you with some Machine Girl. Followed by that, we had a little Buildings and Food. They're from Canada. Nice little synthy electronic stuff. Now, going into this one. Never heard this before. Caught my eye. We're going to be listening to Oxygen by Annika. Or Annika? I don't know how you say it. Hopefully it's good.
Give me oxygen, give me what I want. Give me oxygen, give me what I want. Give me oxygen.
Give me oxygen. This is Bird Note. Birds spend lots of time keeping their feathers in top condition. This can include bathing or perhaps sunning. But the number one means of feather care is preening. When preening, a bird first grips a feather in its beak near the feather's base. Then it slides its beak along the length of the feather toward the tip. This action smooths together the tiny structures called barbules that make up the feather, while also removing dirt and small parasites. If a bird's feathers get too dried out, they become brittle. To prevent that from happening, most birds have a gland located above the base of the tail that produces oil. Birds use their beaks to massage oil from the gland into their feathers to keep them supple. But how does a bird preen feathers in hard-to-reach places, like the head and neck? Using its beak, a bird can dab oil on its toes, then comb its head feathers with its toes. Or a bird might wipe its head directly on the preen gland, or uropygial gland as it's called. Some bird pairs preen each other's head and neck, although this may be less about hygiene and more about keeping the bond between them strong and certain. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, you're listening to me, Jason, playing whatever I feel like. You know what I'm saying? I love birds, man. Bird Note. Shout out to the Bird Note people, man. All right. We were listening to the Messenger Birds, Fake Lives. Those guys, I discovered them from the station. I'm absolutely loving them. I might pick up a copy of whatever media they put that EP out on. Before that, we had Unit 187 Nobody from here, right in Vancouver. Local industrial techno legends. Love those guys. I met a guy who knows one of the members. Will we get an interview? We'll see. Before that, we had Oxygen by Annika. Some really good kind of post-punk stuff. That was yummy. Now, we're getting back into it. We got, this is another one I never heard before, Dyspyria by Milboris. We'll see how it goes. Pardon me, folks. Something is going wrong with Serato here. What is happening? We're going to be playing some more Machine Girl. Who doesn't love Machine Girl? Let's get right back to it. Pardon me.